The bill Walker signed today ends a requirement that the state get a federal match before bonding for its $225 million share of the Stillwater Bridge project's cost. Supporters have pushed for 2 decades to replace a two-lane, 80-year-old lift bridge connecting Holton, Wisconsin to Stillwater, Minnesota. Republican State Senator Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls says replacing the antiquated lift bridge is vital for economic development.
When businesses located in the region that do business on both sides of the river have to drive around due to the bridge being closed due to high water or repairs, it's extremely costly for them.
But Democratic State Representative Brett Halsey of Madison says the bill amounts to unwarranted spending.
In a perfect world, you know, we would be able to buy all the shiny new pork barrel bridges we could, but we just don't have the money.
The bridge project has also faced 2 legal challenges by the Sierra Club because it would cross the federally protected St. Croix River. Without an exemption from Congress, it cannot move forward. As for the existing lift bridge, it would be converted into a pedestrian crossing. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.